Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you been waiting for?
Go, kid, let's go.
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Good morning, good morning. It is the Kelly Mano Show, episode 2. Somebody was dumb enough to let me do this again. I've got my husband here with me again. Say hi, honey.
Hello, honey. Hi, honey.
I said he wasn't going to come back and help me, but apparently I need a little bit more help. I'm going to get a real producer soon. But I want to say thank you to everybody who listened last week, especially those of you who shared the show, loved the show, talked about the show, and helped me get incredible numbers. Thank you for everyone who has been contacting me about advertising and sponsoring the show. I'm getting back to you guys as soon as I can. I'm just kind of working on it. But yeah, so thank you. We are back again. It's the Kelly Mano Radio Show live on Monday morning. And we have a special guest in the studio. You may remember him from the Stephen DC Morning Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Duffy.
I am just still stuck on the fact that Kelly doesn't think Jim's a real producer. After all you did for Stephen DC, that is just ridiculous. I promise I'll get a real producer. Yeah.
6 years as the executive producer of a nationally syndicated radio show, yet not good enough for the office in our house.
Listen, no, Jimmy was literally the best producer Stephen DC ever had. I can say that, right?
I mean, there's some other very, very good ones.
I know, but you were the best.
Well, in my opinion, if anyone doesn't think that they're the best at what they do, then...
All right. Well, we've been talking. Dan got to the house a little bit ago, and we've been talking and reliving a lot of funny stories. And, you know, thanks to Facebook, a lot of people know what you're up to now. But for those who don't, Dan, tell us a little bit about what's been going on in your world with family and work and things like that.
Well, I graduated from radio, finally.
Most of us do when we grow up and realize we need a real job.
No, it was pretty bad to the point to where... You know, you just wake up at 3 o'clock every morning. It never gets natural. It never feels
you
natural.
You never get used to it. That's what I tell people. They say, oh, you get up at 4 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't ever get used to it.
No. And it's funny because so we used to work for Steve in D.C. and Steve would come in every morning like, morning, Danny, how are you? I'm like, fine, big guy. How are you? You know, I mean, it was just how can you be so happy? But I finally graduated. And actually, my last stint, I got let go. Which, thank God I did, to be honest with you, because I was actually doing video production at the same time. And it felt really bad because I was engaged to Stephanie, who became my wife. Mm-hmm. And I'd go over to her place at 7 o'clock, and we'd be watching TV. And at 7:04, I'd be like, on the couch. And it was awful. I mean, there were times when I was actually doing video production, and we'd be sitting in the edit suite, and it would be 3:30 in the afternoon. And the producer would be like, okay, so what are we going to do here? What are we going to do here? And I'd be passed out in the chair. So that last time when I got let go, it was a blessing in disguise. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Now, who got fired more from Stephen DC, you or Addison?
I only ever got fired once.
Once? Okay, so it must be Addison, because I think he got fired at least, what, 3 times?
At least a week. I mean, it would get to the point where Steve, get out of here, Eddie! Go, dang it! You know, I mean, and then, you know, Addison would go and he'd cry and he'd come back and everything would be fine.
Well, you and your wife, Stephanie, have two beautiful little boys.
We do, Sam and Ben, and they are 9 and 7, and it's funny that they've got red hair, which is really odd because I've got red hair and I married a girl who had red hair.
That's insane.
And then we had red-haired children.
And I can't tell them apart.
It's a family full of soul suckers.
Do people make that joke, like, that your kids look alike and they can't tell the difference between them? Or are they so, you know, difference in height that you can still...
The worst joke I've ever heard actually came from Stephanie's OBGYN.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was, she was pregnant with our first, and he's looking at her and looking at me, and he goes... Boy, I tell you what, it's amazing you two are married, because if I were to see you on the street, yeah, I'd swear you were brother and sister.
You know what? You guys do look like brother and sister. It's the red hair thing, and then you've got the two babies with the matching red hair. And yeah, if I had them in person, I could tell them apart easily. But, you know, seeing them on Facebook, if you just post one picture, do people ever think they're twins?
Oh, God, no. Well, see, well, the reason why, like, Sam's kind of thicker like me. Like, he's built and he's got, like,
he's
strong
legs. He's the older
legs.
One, right?
He is the older one,
he looks
one.
Exactly
yeah.
like you.
He does, but he also looks like Stephanie, depending on the day and the angle of the picture.
Really?
Yeah. Benny, who's our little guy, he's about the thickness of my pinky.
So he's teeny tiny.
Oh, yeah. And we actually had a few issues this summer because he was right on that 48-inch cusp for Six Flags.
Oh, did you stuff his shoes? That's what we do.
Okay, so what we did was I finally figured out that I had to do that. So I had a pair of tennis shoes that were just a little bit too tight in the toe, so I cut them out, and they had a really thick insole, and I put that insole under his insole, and it bumped him up to 48 inches. So
that's awesome. So what we did, we had Stanley Steamer come, and they cleaned our carpets, and they put these awesome, like, foam squares under
furniture. Under the pad. They had the little furniture pad.
So I'm like, these are going to be great at Six Flags. So I saved them, and then my kids had certain shoes they would put on when it was time to ride a ride that they needed to be a little taller for. So that I just kept thinking, like, oh my God, if my kid flies out of this roller coaster, I'm going to be that a-hole on the news where they're like, you know, child flies off roller coaster because their mother stuffed their shoes.
Film at 11.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Now, both of your kids are in school, right?
They are, yep.
And so how is your mornings? Because we are just now trying to adjust to getting three kids up and functioning and out the door in the morning. And it is like wrangling a group of drunk midgets. It's nearly a miracle that we make it, and we're only to week two.
See, now, our dog Bear, has actually trained us. So about 6 o'clock in the morning, we get this on the side of the bed. And so, you know, next thing you know, I'm up. And then I will go feed him, and it's like 6:30 in the morning, but it's not enough for me to be up. So then he'll go back upstairs to my wife's side of the bed and go... And he'll wake Stephanie up. And then by that time, like all the clattering downstairs and getting breakfast and everything else, it's 7 o'clock and our oldest Sam is actually running down the stairs, like full in uniform, ready to go.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
They were excited. And Benny's maybe like 10 minutes behind him. They were excited to go back to school because they spent every waking minute together this summer.
I know. It was a long summer.
And they were ready to kind of spend some time apart. Even though they're in the same school,
yeah,
they're not even on the same floor anymore. Yeah. So that helps.
So our littlest, Libby Lou, started kindergarten this year. And it's literally like dealing with an alcoholic, but she's five. She actually, I don't even know if I told Jimmy this, but last week she woke herself up by punching herself in the face. She has this stupid, disgusting blanket that goes with her everywhere. And I was, you know, and the pig was sleeping on the bottom of it, like at her feet. And so I'm kind of shaking her. I'm saying, Libby Lou, it's time to get up. And she tries to pull the blanket up over her face at the exact moment that the pig jumps up. And she literally just jacked herself in the jaw. And that was her wake up. And then the next morning, I'm fixing breakfast. I'm like, Libby Lou, come down the hallway. And I hear this like scraping down the hallway. And I look down. She's walking down the hallway and dragging her head along the wall because it was just too much for her to walk straight.
Oh, that reminds me of last weekend.
it was not sleeping, right?
Well, see, I would hate to live in this house, and I'm sure that your children are very, very well cared of and loved and adored. But the problem is, Jimmy and you grew up in the days of ice water wake-ups. So, I am just picturing, you know. I'm just picturing you guys saying, yeah, okay. Now I really know how to wake you up.
Oh. Now, hang on. That is too brilliant to just, like, skate by that.
Are we going to talk about my Aunt Denise?
No.
Okay.
We're going to talk about this week we have to do an ice water wake up on one of our kids.
Are you joking
get
me?
Get it on film.
No, well, of course we'll get it on film. Of course.
Which kid? Rocky.
Who deserves it the most?
Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky. That would be...
Wait, who can punch you the least? That's who you... That, see.
Rocky's a big, tough kid, but he's also, like, you know, kind of like a big baby, so I
we're doing it.
I don't think we should.
We're doing it.
That's really mean.
We're doing it.
All right, well, if anyone's going to do it, you are going to do it. Now, I'll tell you what. We are going to be heading out to break here in just a second, but we are coming back. We have a very special guest coming in. One of the things that I wanted to do with this show was interview people who do really cool things for a living. So I'll tell you right now that if you've got kids in the car, this next segment might not be for them. You might want to just kind of fast forward through this one. because we are going to be talking to somebody who is a phone operator.
What?
I said a phone operator.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else.
No, a phone operator. Okay. Now, she operates a very specific kind of phone, and it's usually at night.
Oh.
And that's about all I'm going to say. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Ready for me yet? Pump it up, Prince. Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet? Pump it up, Prince. Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet? Pump it up, Prince. Well, here I go, here I go, here I go. Yo, dance in the aisles when the Prince steps to it. The Rhymers of football, y'all. The Kelly Mano Show. Come on. Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show, and we're talking dirty today, aren't we, Dan?
Define dirty.
Day one of the show, and we are interviewing a phone sex operator. I would call that talking dirty, right?
All right, yeah. I'll give you a little bit. All right.
Let's do this. Everybody welcome Trish to the studio.
Hello.
Trish, we're really excited to have you here. I know that you were a little apprehensive about coming on.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But, you know, this is a real job.
I've been doing it for 10 years.
For 10 years, you've been a phone sex operator.
Full time, yes.
And you are, just to paint a picture for people at home, a middle-aged woman who lives here in the St. Louis metro area. And nobody would ever in a million years guess that that's what you do for a living.
Never.
And my first question right out of the gate is this. What do you tell people that you do for a living? If somebody asks you that you don't want to tell.
I tell everybody that I do medical transcription at home, which I used to do, so I know all about it if they have questions.
Did you go to school for that?
I did.
You did. So what did you do before you became a phone sex operator?
I was a nursing assistant at a nursing home. I did it in the hospital. I did private duty.
And what?
Wait, that just sounds bad right there.
Okay.
Private duty.
Private duty nurse.
Taking notes on that. All
right. And so how did it ever first come across to you to take this job? Where did it come from?
It never crossed my mind until I was in between jobs, looking in a newspaper, saw an ad for telephone actresses. And that's how they...
Is that what they call it? Is it telephone actress?
Yes. I guess they wouldn't let them say phone sex operator. So, saw an ad for phone sex telephone actresses, called up, talked to the lady.
And what was your first reaction when you found out this is what you'd be doing?
Well, I kind of knew the job was for phone sex operators.
Okay.
But I never knew what they did. I didn't know what it paid. Mainly, I wanted to call the lady and find out, like, what does it pay?
And that's what we want to know is, you don't have to tell us our salary, but what mm-hmm. is like the basic salary of a phone sex operator?
Anywhere from, it depends on what type of phone sex company you work for. It could be anywhere from 30 cents a minute. And then if you start working on your own, like I do, I have all these phone sex websites that I run. I build all my own sites. I charge normally $1.75 to $2 a minute.
Wow.
Now, do you offer like discounts, say like at Christmas, you know, or
I have for specials.
Like your birthday.
I have birthday specials. Sure.
You have birthday specials.
Absolutely. I give guys a 10-minute free call on their birthday. They got to prove it's their birthday though.
Now let me ask you a question. Right now you are talking to us in just your normal everyday voice.
Right.
But you have a little bit of a different voice that you use when you're working, right?
Yeah, it's slightly different. Tweak it just a little bit.
Do you think that maybe we could hear it?
It sounds a little bit like this.
Exactly.
Time to rub Aunt Patty's feet.
Stop.
Where's Marge? You sound like... No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, okay, so tell me this. Do you have two different phones? Do you have, like, the phone that, like, your grandma calls you on and your phone that, like, Pervy Pete calls you on?
Yeah, all my friends and family call me on my cell phone. But I have a landline that's dedicated just to phone for phone sex.
Is it one of those special lines like 976?
They're all 800 numbers.
Sweet. Okay.
And now, as far as your imaging goes, do you, a lot of times people use photos. So how do you get, obviously you're not going to use your real photo.
No.
Because those, people
some
are crazy.
Girls do, but most do not.
And so what do you do?
I buy photos of girls on, you know, photographers put out websites of their models that take those types of pictures.
Right.
And I buy them and use them on my website.
So you own the rights to some girl in some other city.
That's right.
And you use her photos. Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of her photos?
A lot. I usually get at least 100 to 300 photos of various stages of undress.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, so like boobs and stuff.
Everything. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
everything.
Like naked?
Also videos. Videos. They do videos now, too.
And you have to pay extra for that, correct?
I pay extra
If I was calling or, you know, subscribe. Okay, that brings it up. Do you have subscriptions to your website? Is that how people pay? Or is it just like a type in your credit card and that's it?
No subscriptions. They just call my 800 line. They pay by the minute. There's a 10-minute minimum. No subscriptions on the site, but there's photos of me up there. Well, me.
Right. Yeah, in air quotes, me. Yeah.
Now, so what are you doing while you're on the phone with these people? like I envision you like doing the dishes while you're, you know, are you like kind of into the phone call or are you completely doing something
else?
What
are you else? Asking me, Kelly?
I'm not asking you if you're participating in what's going on the phone, but I'm asking if you're able to multitask. Like,
let me put it this way. Are you making bacon or are you making bacon?
I am not doing dishes because they would be able to hear that. You can't
the clank.
You can't do anything.
The guy's like, "Are you doing dishes?"
I would be the worst. I would be the worst phone sex operator because I pee from the toilet so much, and what I normally do is I run the water in the sink while I'm peeing, so nobody can hear.
I use the mute button on my phone.
Oh, that's smart.
Because sometimes I get no lie. I've gotten 8-hour calls, 10-hour calls.
Oh my god!
12-hour calls. So
that has just set you up for a month.
I can't even talk to somebody I like for like 5 minutes, and you are on the phone with somebody for 8 hours.
Some of them are really challenging too.
And you,
no! Do not ask another question until we get an answer to this one. What do you mean, really challenging?
Just imagine just the worst person to talk to for 5 minutes, and I have to listen to that for 10 hours.
Hi, my name's Fred. I like rainbows and taking showers.
What does... Now, you have regular customers, right?
I have a ton of customers. I have regular customers that have been with me since the first year I started.
Right.
So I... You know, we're almost like family in a way.
And they probably, a lot of them think that they are in like a real relationship with you, kind of. Is that?
I don't lead them on and make them think that I'm like their girlfriend, but definitely I'm sure I hold a special place in their heart.
Or in their wieners.
In their wieners, definitely.
Would you stop talking so dirty, Kelly?
Definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
I do everything their girlfriends and wives won't do.
Well, thank God, because we don't want to. So thanks for taking the heat.
Let me ask you this. When you're filing your taxes, what do you actually put on your tax return?
I use phone entertainment is what I put on there. Telephone entertainment.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, right. I think Dan had some like pervy questions about role playing.
Shut it. No, okay.
Your voice sounds really familiar, Dan, by the way. Yeah.
I hope your wife's not listening.
Check.
Dan is never coming back.
No. Okay. So my question is this: like, I've never actually like done that before. How so,
you know
how
what? Every guy says that. No, every
really,
guy says that.
I really haven't.
They're
because
such liars.
No, but I didn't even think it still existed, to be honest with you, because with the advent of the internet, now anything you kind of want to go find, you just go find,
super,
you know, or
free
webcams or da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm still shocked that people actually call. Like, how busy are you? Like, how many calls a day do you get?
Anywhere from 10 to 30 calls a day.
Wow.
And some can be 5 minutes, some could be 5 hours.
Now, do you have specific hours on your website that
I don't
when,
list,
you, when you're going to be home?
I don't list my hours, but most of my regulars know that I'm a night owl. So yeah. I'm usually working from 5 or 6 in the evening till maybe 5 or 6 in the morning.
That's amazing. And so do you have, what is, without getting graphic, what is the weirdest thing that people ask you to do? Is there any kind of role playing that they, you know, are they ever like, you know?
There's a lot of weird things. It's hard to pin down just once, but one, but I could give
you. You don't have to pin down just one. You can.
Is there a common one that comes up quite a bit?
Well, there's a lot of guys that like to dress up like sissies.
Oh, boy.
Like girls, you mean?
Girls, pretty pink satin dresses with ruffles. And
like the boy wants to be the girl.
Yeah, he wants to be a little sissy. And he talks in a feminine
and,
voice.
And are you supposed to be like the big bubba?
Not really. They just like to talk about being a sissy. And
that is crazy. Bizarre.
I have guys that want to be adult babies.
Ew! So are you serious?
Yes, they want me to be their mommy and like change
their
diaper.
Are they in diapers?
They're in diapers.
Are they soiled? So,
and I didn't mention this. But no, they do. They soil their diaper.
Oh my God! Ah!
Wait.
That's why I have to change them.
That is so moist. Oh, stop.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, that's what a turn on. I mean, come on.
So some of these calls, it's not sexual at all. Like the adult stop. Baby thing, there's no sex there.
It's just them crapping their diaper and
changing. Oh, for God's sake.
And now mommy's pulling off the Velcro. Do you want a little cream?
Yeah, I talk to him just like a little baby. I feed him. I change him. Okay, I put him
creepy.
To bed. I didn't mention this, but a lot of guys are into being watched on cam. So I watch a lot of guys while we do these calls.
Really?
So they'll be dressed like an adult baby, or they'll be dressed like a sissy, or they'll be... There's tons of panty boys. Tons of guys that love to wear panties.
Oh my
they wear them every
God.
Day to work.
So now let me ask you this. Like, do any of them have, like, washboard abs, or are they...
Oh, my gosh. I have a couple that are so freaking hot.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. I mean, yeah. I think a big misconception is only losers call phone sex lines.
That's what I would think.
But that is so not true. I have plenty of guys that I watch that are so freaking hot. I feel like I should be paying them. Seriously.
Okay. So then that actually brings up an interesting question. Do you ever find yourself, and it was kind of sort of touched on a little bit earlier, do you ever find yourself getting excited by some of the things, like either like the guy's like really romantic, or he's just, you know, he brings up something that totally revs your motor?
I'm only human.
So okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially I'm really into guys with deep, sexy voices. So if he's got a...
Really?
So if he's got a really sexy voice, I am just...
Yeah.
All turned on. And if he's saying the right things... I'm not saying I go through with it.
Right.
But yeah,
now,
I get turned on.
Do you live alone?
I live all by myself.
Are you
God.
In like a house or an apartment?
I'm in an apartment that I hope has really thick walls.
What if they don't? Like, what if your neighbors can, like, hear? Because you can hear, like, through outlets.
You know what? And they're getting all this for free.
I wonder, because the guy that lives, or the people that live below me, no one stays in there longer than a year. So I'm thinking that I'm kicking all of these people out.
And you thought you had bad neighbors living above you. You're trying to raise your family.
Because I'm doing this all night long, you know? And they're trying to sleep.
All night.
That is, well, you know what, Trish? Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. But we're not done with you yet. Because I want to know if you're going to do the voice or not. Have you decided that?
I don't know if I can, really.
Are you embarrassed because we're all in here?
A little bit. Plus, you know, it's just, like I said, it's just a subtle change. It's nothing dramatic. Plus, I am getting over a cold, so.
Uh-huh.
That makes you all smoky.
Optimum voice.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
I'm
what.
Not in fine voice.
I'm not in fine voice.
I'm not in top shape for phone sex.
For my operating skill.
All right, so we're going to be back in just a minute, and we're going to find out whether or not Trish is going to do the voice for us. You can take your time. You can decide over the break. It's completely up to you. You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
It's me. CC, pick up that guitar and I'm time to begin.
The Kelly Mano Show. The Kelly Mano Show.
We are back live on the Kelly Mano Radio Show, and we have been interviewing Trish, who is a nighttime phone sex operator right here in the STL.
Do and I we, get to plug my website?
Would you like to plug your website?
Sure.
Well, okay, we'll do that in just a minute.
I didn't want to forget.
Okay. So you decided to do the voice on a couple of conditions.
Yes.
One being that none of us look at you.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, Dan looks completely creepy right now because we have his microphone stretched out of the office and into the other room. He's like cowering behind the door. So we are now, obviously, we're not going to do a real sex call because right. that's completely inappropriate for this show. I can only push the boundary so far. So how about Dan calls to order a pizza? And you are the pizza delivery girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay?
Okay.
And so we're not going to talk about anything, you know, super naughty. But he is going to order a pizza. So,
oh
Dan, are you ready on the other side of the door?
Yeah.
This is probably one of the creepiest things. Okay, I'm just going to, we're going to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then whenever one of us loses first, we will turn back around. And okay. All right. So I'm out of this, right? I'm just going to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got the phone ready?
Yep.
Dan's ready. Trish is ready. Okay. Here we go.
Trish's Hot Pizza. What can I make for you?
My friend Butch told me to call. He said that you had the best pizza in town. And
I do have the best pizza in town. What can I make
good,
for
good.
You?
I think I'd like the extra large sausage.
Ooh, large sausage. That's my favorite, too.
Oh, well, that's great. See, we already have that in common.
Do you want our regular sausage or do you want our extra spicy sausage?
Oh, no, I can't do spicy. It messes with my colon. No, it's very, very bad. I will be in the toilet
crust?
For hours.
Do you want our regular crust or do you want to try my deep dish?
Oh, I don't know about the deep dish. I'm trying to lose weight and that's a whole lot of carbs.
Okay, so just the extra large pizza?
Yeah, now is it a big sausage or do they come in like little crumbly bits?
Well, it starts off as a really big sausage, but then we crumble it all up for you.
Oh, okay. Just be gentle with it. Sometimes, you know, the sausage can bruise. It's like beer.
I'm always gentle with the sausage.
Okay. All right.
I feel so dirty.
You should feel dirty.
But you're hungry at the same time,
Can I please
right?
go? I don't even know. Can I please go take a shower?
Yeah. All right, Trish.
You owe me big for this.
No, Dan's first day. But Stephanie, let me just apologize now. That's Dan's wife at home listening. So Trish, you said not only perverts call in. And so if you would like to plug your website, you can go ahead and do that.
It is xratedtrish.com. No dashes, just xratedtrish.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In. And you know what? I feel like we need to cleanse our palate and talk about something normal for a minute.
Like puppies?
Like puppies, kitties, puffy clouds.
Rainbows.
Unicorns. We'll talk about unicorns. Well, you know what? Good Lord. I just lost every advertiser I had. You know what everybody's talking about right now is, especially in St. Louis, is that fall is in the air.
Thank God.
Yeah, people in this area go bonkers for fall. Like, it's pumpkin everything, and it's almost like a smell or a feel. Dan, what's your favorite thing about fall?
Not sweating.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's my favorite thing about fall. Because I have to say, it has not been a bad summer in St. Louis. It really hasn't.
Yeah.
But And when they say it's not the heat, it's the humidity, they're right. You know,
sometimes it's
you know, you walk out the door and it feels like you're breathing broth.
Right.
And that gets a little rough. So I'm really excited for the cooler temperatures.
What about football? Are you a football guy?
I am. Yeah. I'm excited for the Rams. And
you're the only one in St. Louis excited for the Rams.
I'm holding out hope.
My God. I love sports. I grew up a tomboy. I love NASCAR and baseball and hockey. And I am trying so hard to like football. And every year I try to like the Rams and it just...
You know what I really like about baseball? Because it always brings back good memories, especially like around 2006, 2011.
Oh,
I love
yes.
watching Cardinal playoff baseball. And I say that, and like everybody else who does not live in like the Cardinals vicinity would be like, oh, because they don't have what we have. We are so blessed.
They don't understand it, especially when, you know, especially if we are in like a playoff series and you go, I remember it was like game 7 was that night. And everywhere I went in St. Louis that day, whether it was to get gas at Quick Trip or to pick up the kids from school, everybody wanted to talk about the Cardinals.
Yep.
I mean, complete strangers. You know, what do you think about Waka tonight? I mean, it's amazing how much St. Louis loves their baseball.
And I really like, one of the things for fall for me is I like watching the manager standing at the edge of the dugout on the steps.
Yeah.
In that red Cardinal jacket, because that's October baseball.
You're right.
That's cold weather baseball.
When Matheny puts on the jacket.
And I even remember when La Russa was doing it back when he was here. It reminds me of fall baseball. It's so exciting. And especially when you've been treated to some of the games that we've been treated with to over, you know, the past six, 7 years.
We're so spoiled.
We are completely and utterly spoiled. We are living at a time that... I don't know if Cardinal baseball's ever been like this and may never be like this again. You know,
did my dog fart? Did you fart?
No.
God, what is that?
It's probably the pig.
And for those of you who keep hearing dogs barking in the background, we really are doing this from my house.
Yeah.
So pardon the interruption, the dog farts, the pig. Back on track for just a minute. One thing that girls like lose their mind about in the fall is the fashion, okay? Guys' fashion doesn't evolve very much. Hey, Jimmy, you're going to want to come in here for this.
Great.
So fall fashion... for girls is a big deal in the fall because it's all right now. It's all about the boots, the oversized sweaters, the leggings. And so Jimmy and I, we have the same fight every fall, at least for the last couple of years. And you didn't even know I was going to bring this up. Hey, Trish, if you're still here, we might need a girl too. Okay. Jimmy and I have gotten in a fight about the same thing for the last 3 years in a row, because when the fall season comes, leggings, okay? And it's not my legs I'm worried about. It's my butt.
What butt?
Thank you, Dan. Mm-hmm. For the last 2 to 3 falls, I have asked Jimmy. I have not asked him, but I've wanted to buy a pair of those underwear with the fake butt built in. And he is so against it. And I don't understand why. Because here we come again. Just this morning, I'm putting on my yoga pants and I turn and look in the mirror and I go... Because it looks like I pooped my pants. I don't have a butt.
Trisha, have you ever gotten a phone call about that?
I don't understand why I can't get the underwear with the butt built in.
First of all, I never tell you what you can and can't buy. Because if I could, you wouldn't buy half the crap that you end up buying. All right? So I in no way do I have any control over you like that.
Well, here's the thing. You do let me do a lot of things I want to do. I'm definitely, you know, a bossy wife to have. You rarely put your foot down. And so when you do, I actually listen because I respect you as my husband. And this has been the one thing that you've put your foot down over and over about.
Okay. Really, the entire time, anytime this comes up, and believe me, it's been the underwear that has padding built in.
Right.
It's, I want butt implants. You've said that before.
Well, said it, but I mean, I wouldn't think I'd really go through with
those.
Okay,
because I have a tube of silicone in the garage, and apparently it doesn't work well because, Anyhow, listen, I don't care, but the thing that you always talk about when you talk about the leggings is that, well, the shirt, the top is supposed to cover my butt anyway. Well, if that's the case, then what's the point?
Well, because I would just like it to look like there's some kind of shape back there. And, you know, girls know this. You know, I wouldn't be wearing the fake butt underwear for other guys. I'm wearing it for girls. Girls dress for girls. Dan, what if Stephanie wanted... I mean, it's kind of no different if your wife wants a boob job. What if Stephanie... How is Stephanie's rear end? Is it ample?
It is amazing.
She's a tiny girl. I wouldn't expect her to have much of a butt either.
She is the most... She has the most stunning body. She is just gorgeous. Oh. She's perfect. She's beautiful.
It must be nice.
Oh, no, no. I far outkicked my coverage. Like, I mean, I married way above my pay grade. She is amazing. She's flawless. She's gorgeous.
Well, let me put it this way. So I went to Macy's about like 3 months ago, and I was wearing, you know, yoga pants because that's what I always wear. But they had little pockets in them, and I went to go check out. I was leaving the store, and I went to check my pockets, and I had put my pants on backwards and didn't even know it. That's how like non-existent my butt is. And so... it's not that I want a big, like, Starkeisha booty. I just want to look normal. So my question is it okay if I go buy these butt underwear?
Is it okay if I strap a zucchini to my left leg?
Yes, it is.
Trish, has that ever come up? No.
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You know, honestly, whatever makes you feel better about yourself.
Right.
Personally, the zucchini to the leg, that'd make me feel better. No, it's whatever you want to do. My whole thing is, in a marriage, like, I don't know if you necessarily need to draw attention to what you call to your children their private parts.
Yes.
So I'm really happy with your private parts.
That is the grossest thing you've ever said. Yeah. I don't think of a butt as a private part because butts are always funny. And there is nothing sexy about my butt.
Okay, well, Dan just described his wife's butt as amazing. Okay, not funny.
My butt looks like a 5-year-old boy's, okay? There's nothing sexy about it. And I don't want it to be sexy, but I also don't want it to look like I poop my pants when I wear leggings. So I just think if I get the underwear with a little bit of cheeky in there, I will just look like a normal girl. Now, I have to get an expensive pair because here we go. This poor woman was on the elliptical next to me. This was like months ago because I have not worked on it forever. And she was wearing the butt pads and her left cheek was folding over with every stride. It was like opening and closing like a mouth. And so obviously I think that they make, you know, different quality of butt pads. So if you're out there listening and if you have a butt pad, let me know. Email me, kellymano@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, Kelly Mano.
Jim, aren't you so happy we don't have to worry about this?
Oh, I know.
This is crazy.
I could care less about what my butt looks like.
Oh, my gosh. Men have it so lucky. Men have it so, so lucky. Trish, what do you think about that? If you were married and your husband said that you could not wear big butt underwear.
No, I never said you couldn't. I said you didn't need to, that I was very happy with your butt. Think about it fondly.
I would do what I wanted to do.
You would?
I wouldn't listen to my husband. Not about that.
Yeah.
I wish I could give you some of what I've got.
I would take some of your butt.
Yeah, you tell it, girl.
All right. So the votes are in. I can buy the fake butt.
Just pay the house payment first.
All right. You're listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met?
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Dan, that song's for you because you're my friend. And I'm so happy that you came in today. This next segment is going to be all about Dan. But I've got a little bit of business to take care of first. I want to give a shout out to Spontaneous Salon. and Spa in Collinsville. I had a chance to visit the salon last week. The first thing I was impressed about was how big the space was, the amount of product they have. I'm a big product junkie when it comes to beauty products, and they had racks and racks and racks of hair and nail care. If you like their Facebook page right now, they're running a special where you can get a free 30-minute massage for new clients. Who doesn't need that? They also have custom spray tanning for only $15. So go online, find Spontaneous Salon and Spa on Facebook, and they will hook you up. Super easy to find. You can also give them a call at 618-344-8280. That's 618-344-8280. Spontaneous Salon and Spa in Collinsville, Illinois.
I would totally be all up for the massage.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, okay, before we get to you,
this is not like, it's not going from, you know, like back last segment. I mean, like, I like, that's what Stephanie gets me for my birthday. She's what would you like for your birthday? A massage.
So I had never had a massage in my life until I was a grown woman. It was when I was pregnant with Lucy. And I won a free massage at a photography event that I was at. And it was to a really great place called The Face and the Body in town, which
love
is like, yeah, a premier place to get a massage. And I was really nervous because I didn't know. I asked a lot of friends, do I have to get naked? And they said, no, if you want to leave your underwear on, you can. It's not a big deal. And I thought, okay, that makes me more comfortable. So the man comes out to get me, and he's a very large Russian man. And
Was he cute?
No. he resembled a silverback gorilla. And so he calls me back to the room and he says, you get undressed and I will be back in a minute. And I said, is it okay if I just keep my underwear on? He said, no, you get fully undressed for massage. And he was very firm about this. And I thought, okay, all right, if that's what you want, that's what you want. So he leaves the room. So I get naked, butt naked, and I lay down on the massage table with my face in the little cradle. And I kept thinking, I feel really naked. Like, this just feels really wrong. I don't know what is wrong. This just feels terrible. And so I hear the door open and the Russian man walks in the room and sees my bare ass in the air. And he
you
says,
didn't put the sheet
no,
over?
He says, no, under the sheet, under the sheet. And I said, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my sweet God.
So my naked chubby ass, who had just had a baby, he had to leave the room so that I could get back under the sheet. And then he gave me a great massage. Mm-hmm. And then he literally did not speak to me the rest of the time until he got to my feet. And he said, your feet are small like baby. And so other than seeing my naked bare ass in the air and my little feet, I'm surprised I never came back.
So when he saw your naked bare ass, did he say, you need butt pad?
You have butt small like baby.
Oh my! I have hands strong like bull.
Oh my gosh, that Russian guy gave me the best massage. But God, you know he went home and told his Russian friends that some idiot, you know, laid butt ass naked on the table.
That is a riot. The worst massage I ever got. There was a guy who gave me the massage.
Yeah.
And he kind of talked like this a little bit. And, you know, like, and for no other reason, he's kind of portly, and he wore like his pants, like really like shirt tucked in very, very neat. And the pants were just below the nipple area, I want to say where he was. And the guy hadn't eaten in a while because when they give you a massage, the table is elevated. And of course, you know, like the belly of the masseur or the masseuse is right by your ears when they're doing, you know, like the manipulation of your neck or your shoulders or whatever. And like whenever he was by my head, I just kept hearing.
I'm always scared I'm going to fart.
And I was like, dude, can I give you a cracker or something to stop that?
That's awesome.
Because obviously you work through lunch and, you know, there's other things you need to work through.
Oh my gosh, Dan, I could talk to you forever. Will you come back again in
Absolutely.
A couple of weeks?
No, this is fun.
So, you know, around the time that you were on Stephen DC with me, I think it was the second time that you had come. You had left for a little bit, and that was around the time. How old were you when you were diagnosed with cancer?
I was 29 years old.
29 years old, and you were a single guy. You had just started dating Stephanie, right?
Yep. I just started dating a girl named Stephanie, and I was in... I'd been feeling pain for a long, long time.
It was like an abdomen pain, right?
It was actually lower back. It was lower back. And what I didn't realize was that I had a tumor growing inside me. I ended up with stage 3 testicular cancer. and it grew up from the left side, and it had encapsulated everything on the left side of my abdomen. And what it was doing was the tumor was still growing larger, and it was pushing sideways on my lower spine.
And that was causing the back pain.
And that's where the back pain. The problem is I had a bunch of red herrings of what this could have been, and one of them being in 1996, I was actually at a station event for a Monday night football. And I was on my way home, hadn't touched a drop of alcohol, because I learned really early in my radio career that if I even had one beer the day before, you have an issue waking up at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on my way home. It was right by Riverport. It will always be Riverport.
It's always, I don't care what they name it. It's Riverport.
Exactly. And a car, this guy had bought a brand new car. Mm-hmm. He had just gotten off work, and he wanted to see how fast his car could go. And, of course, you know, Interstate 70s, nice and wide.
Right.
And he ended up slowing his car down. According to the police, he slowed his car down to a little bit over 100 miles an hour before impact, and I was actually thrown out of my Jeep.
Right, right.
At 60 miles an hour. And I landed, you know, on my back, and I skipped like a rock across a lake. And so I thought that's what it was. And this was arthritis, and this was now just coming back to haunt me. You could have knocked me over with a feather when I found the lump the first time, and it had probably been growing for about a year.
Right. Now, who was with you when they told you it was cancer? Was it your parents that were with you?
My parents were with me, and what had happened was on a Saturday, I called a friend of mine, Scott Bakunas, who's a chiropractor, and I was dying. I couldn't take the pain anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm Catholic, and I never thought about suicide, but I'd be lying if I hadn't prayed to God to take this away from me.
Because it hurt so bad.
By any means necessary.
Sure.
And Scott just said, Dan, look, you got to loosen that lower back, try this. And I laid on my bed, and I pulled my right knee up and put it down. I pulled my left knee up, and that's when I felt something move in my abdomen, and I pushed down, and it felt like a golf ball. And it turns out
that it wasn't a golf ball.
The golf ball was the tip of the iceberg.
How big was it?
It was the size of an NFL football.
Holy cow. And it was inside your abdomen.
It was inside my abdomen. It had grown around everything. It had encapsulated the pancreas. It atrophied the kidney.
Right.
Everything. And when I first found out about it, they ordered an emergency CAT scan. And I went in the next day for the results. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in the room, and my parents were in the room with me. And I heard a clipboard being hung on the back of the door. And I said, I have to see what this is. And I went and I opened the door, and I'm reading it. And the doctor hadn't even come in, and I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da, possible lymphoma.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom's like, possible what? And I'm like, lymphoma. And they had no idea what it was. But it was, I want to say the term massive was actually on the preliminary diagnosis.
Yeah. That's scary.
It was. It was terrifying. And he said, we can do two things. We can do a needle biopsy, or we can go cut a chunk out. I'm like, do whatever you think is right, because I want this out of me. And I want to know. And here's a really odd thing, Kelly. I was actually kind of relieved when they found something, because at least I had a reason for the pain.
And you knew it wasn't in your head. The last thing you wanted to do is come home and have a doctor tell you, oh, you're fine.
Or that it was like, it's arthritis and there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly. And so you went into, after the surgery, because the first time I remember seeing you was you came back to the station and you had no hair.
Yeah.
You know, and we hadn't seen you in so long.
Lots of chemotherapy.
Yeah, lots of chemotherapy. Did you have to do radiation as well?
Did not. I got lucky. I didn't have to do radiation.
Okay. And so what are you considered now? Are you considered cured? Are you considered in remission? Are you considered?
Yes. I think NSD is like no sign of disease or something along those lines. And that's what you are 5 years out, like you're in remission. And then once you're 5 years out, if there's no recurrence, you're cured. And this was back in 2002. So I'm a full 13 years out. I'm
amazing. Yeah. Amazing. God is good.
He's amazing.
And we are so happy you are cured. And so out of this was born this amazing charity, the Half Fund. Now, first of all, I think I know why it's named the Half Fund.
Not many people do.
Okay, because I could be wrong. Do you want to say why it's called the Half Fund, or do you want me to tell you what I think it is?
Tell me what you think it is.
I think it's because you lost one of your balls and you only have half of your balls. Is that why?
That was the original onus, yeah.
So I'm not far off. Okay.
You're not.
Okay,
But it has actually evolved. And basically what we did was... I really wanted to do something with my cancer. I didn't think it happened for no reason.
Right.
And there are too many things that that I went through that I didn't know the answers to, and I really wish someone would have told me.
Yeah.
And not only that, but when you're in it, you can't see the forest for the trees. You don't know what questions to ask.
You don't.
So at least if you kind of had an idea of some of the questions to ask and you could find those answers, cancer's going to hit you like a truck anyway.
It is.
You can either brace for impact or you can get run over. I would rather brace for impact.
Exactly. And, you know, you're writing, you write a lot about cancer. A lot of your articles are published on the Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. A lot of your articles hit almost too close to home for me because, I lost my dad to cancer. But your writing is just gorgeous. So now, can people find your writing on the website?
So for if you want to go to the Huffington Post, it's funny because there's a senator that has the same name as I do. And there's a pitcher that has the same name as I do. But if you just type in Dan Duffy in the search bar, ours are like the first 14 things you'll find.
Because you're more important than a stupid senator.
No, we just post more stuff.
So if you know anyone going through a cancer battle, why don't you say this? Give them your website.
If you know anyone going through a cancer battle, actually what we do is we're not trying to cure cancer because there's so many amazing places that are trying to cure cancer. The American Cancer Society, of course, and Livestrong and Komen.
Right.
They do so much. You know, the last thing they need is someone else going, hey, we raised like $20.
Right.
We're trying to share stories about cancer so that people actually have an idea of what they're going to go through.
And so they don't feel alone.
Exactly. And everybody's got a story. It's just that not everybody knows how to tell a story.
Right.
And that's where we come in.
Well, you are a great storyteller. I love reading your blogs. Now, you have an event coming up, and it's a karaoke event. So, I told you that if you're going to promote a karaoke event, you can't come in here and not do karaoke.
Oh, boy.
You know that, right? Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Can you bring me some water?
Is that what we're singing?
Me. So tell me a little bit about the karaoke event and what's going to happen, where it is, how you get involved.
So here's what happened. Last November, a lady named Amy Markscores, almost on a dare, asked me to write a book. And I kind of laughed at her. And she said, no, you could do this. Just base it on your blogs. And it ended up taking me a month, and I wrote a book. And I didn't think it would do anything. You know, it was probably crap because no one writes a book in a month. And she read it, and she said, no, we can get this published. And the next thing you know, like 12 weeks ago, an organization called Lucky Bat Books said, we want to publish your book.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we need to get it into publishing shape. So we decided to just do a little fundraiser a little bit differently. We're just going to have fun. It's at the Double D Lounge in Brentwood across from Whole Foods. I know. Isn't it fitting? It's at the Double D Lounge in Brentwood. It's Tuesday, September 15th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's just going to be a party. You do not have to sing. Like anybody's like, oh, karaoke. Right. You don't have to sing. It's such a fun time. It's you can buy tickets. They're $25 in advance. They're $30 at the door. That includes food and beverages.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, we're taking care of you totally. We're going to have a little 5-minute auction. 5 amazing things in 5 minutes or less.
Okay.
And one of them is like really, really good Rams tickets. And Bristol's has kicked in brunch for 4 people.
Sweet.
Another thing we're doing is we're doing 4 really nice St. Louis Cardinal baseball tickets.
Okay.
With parking. And access to the field for batting practice.
No way.
Yeah, way. Another one, a friend of ours, Matt Birkenmeyer, who used to work for the Stephen D.C. show, he is a world-class chef. He will come into your house and cook for 6 people.
Amazing.
I know. It's fine. And we're working on another two more things. Oh, one of them's huge. We've got a pair of Blues tickets, and you get to go to the play-by-play box and hang with Chris Kerber during a game.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that fun?
This is okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
I think we need to go to this.
Yep.
Oh, no, it's going to be so much fun. So we're doing that. Genovese Jewelers
has
given us an amazing necklace and earrings to raffle off.
Awesome.
It's just fun.
I love karaoke. I love singing way too much for someone who can't sing.
I like singing karaoke, too.
Yeah, you know what? And you know what's fun? What Jimmy and I have done a couple times, especially when we have a couple beers, is if we go do karaoke, we will put in each other's names in a song and not tell the other one that we did it. And then all of a sudden, the DJ's like, we need Kelly Mano to come on stage. She's going to be singing to the Divinals. I touch myself. And I'm like, shit, Jimmy!
And we're going to need Jimmy Mano to come up on stage. He's going to be singing Spice Up Your Life.
Okay, so we're going to sing. We took suggestions. Now, listen, I'm going to stand up because I'm going to give this all I got. Okay?
Sure.
Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, do we have words?
Yes, we have words.
Sweet. Okay, I can do that.
Okay, so here's how we do this. I'm the red.
Okay.
You're the blue, and we're both the black.
All right.
You got it?
Perfect. I got it.
Okay. I think I can do this. Oh, my God. I got to stand up. It is way too early. And my window is open. Our poor neighbors. I'm not going to unplug this if I stand up, right?
Nope. But hold it further from your face if you're singing loud.
Oh, me? Sing loud?
Never.
Never. Okay. Are we ready?
We're ready. Okay.
This is the Kelly Mano and Dan Duffy karaoke tribute.
Let's do it.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know if that's true, 'cause you got me and baby, I got you.
Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent.
Well, I guess that's so. We don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got.
Sing it with us, Jimmy.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got flowers in the spring. I've got you.
Nice falsetto.
To wear my ring.
And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. Oh, I must say, your head's too long. I don't care, with you I can't go wrong.
Then put your little Muppet hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got you to
not
hold
yet. Wait, wait, here you go.
I got you.
Here you go.
I got you to hold my hand.
I've got you to understand.
I got you to walk with me.
I've got you to talk with me.
I got you to kiss goodnight.
I got you to hold me tight.
I got you, I won't let go.
I got you to love me so.
I got you, baby.
I got you, babe.
Woo!
My God.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. I think I woke my grandmother with that, and she's been dead for 14 years.
Well, that was fun. I hope that people check out the karaoke event at the Double D Lounge. It's on Thursday, September 15th. I'm going to put
Tuesday, September 15th.
Tuesday, September 15th.
6 to 9, yep.
I'm going to put all of the information at kellymano.com later today.
Awesome.
So people could check it out. We are going to close out the show. I want to say thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun. It's just like putting on an old shoe, an old stinky pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's good times.
Hanging out here with you.
It's like putting on an old butt pad.
Once again, I cannot do this show without the listeners and without the sponsors. So if you like the show today, share the show. KellyMano.com.
And I just want to say really quick, just thank you for having me. Thank you for sharing what we're doing.
Yeah.
If you have cancer or if someone you know has cancer and you're kind of wondering just where to go, a lot of our blogs, yeah, they're on the Huffington Post, but they're also on our website as well. You can also pre-order your tickets for the event on our website as well. And it's very simple. It's thehalffund.org, thehalffund, thehalffund.org. halffund.org.
Thehalffund.org. And we're going to get that up at kellymano.com later today.
Awesome.
If
Thank you
like the show, share the show. Find me on Facebook. I'm just Kelly Mano. Today's show was brought to you by Best Transportation. They have been in business in St. Louis for over 75 years. They are co-owned by sisters Kim and Debbie. They are the third generation of the family running the company. We just used them 2 weeks ago for our daughter's birthday. And the sweet driver, Giovanni, had to put up with eight screeching eight-year-olds.
Nice.
And he handled it with class. Their fleet ranges from classic luxury cars to full-size limo buses. And if you need extra space, if you're moving a kid to college or you're relocating, they actually even have just extra conversion vans for a little bit more space. Best Transportation is always going the extra mile for their clients. Check them out online at besttransportation.com. Give them a call. 314-989-1500 is their phone number. Thank you again for listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. We are going to be back next Monday at www.kellymano.com. Thank you for listening. If you like the show, share the show. See you next week.
Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yes, the dot went solo on that band, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where my serve my cane.
The Kelly Mano Show.